Hello and welcome to the Decibel Boost Podcast, the official music podcast of the website Surreal Resolution. I'm your host, Robert, and I do not like the War Devil. I do not like them much at all. And with me, I have...
So, Chainsaw Man fans, you want to talk about it or just forget it?
And...
Okay, I never tried horrible gummy bears, but after hearing a story about how somebody got super diarrhea of them, he's like, oh, no, you know what, never mind.
Okay. See, I was going to say, make some kind of comment about the CSM thing, but honestly, I can't let that pass by. Mark, you're going to have to explain that one.
Okay, apparently, Amazon review, okay, there's an Amazon review, okay, here's a story, So, Saturday, I wanted a Twitch stream of one of our favorite TikTok, TikTok of the Goofballs, Erin on Erin. She was telling, mostly rare stories, Amazon stories, and she read the review of how sugar-free horrible gummy bears, and the story is like it turns from a few to a full-blown fucking fan-fiction story of how this guy ended up getting super diarrhea from fucking horrible gummy bears.
So super diarrhea, you say?
You probably involve airport and TSA agents and a cavity search. God. Yeah, that's a warning of, okay, that makes me not want to eat them. You know, I don't think I had any before, but if I did, I'm probably not going to do any more.
I don't think I've ever had that brand of gummy bears before, but good God, that sounds like a fucking National Lampoon story.
Yeah. Oh, and hot take, gummy bears are not tasty. There's like no flavor to them at all, just... Eat gummy worms. Those will last you a little bit longer anyway.
I always go for sour candies.
Yeah, or Sour Patch Kids. Those are always very good choices.
And hopefully those won't cost you the shit uncontrollably.
I think that has to be the worst. I had Taco Bell the other day, and sure, I ended up in the bathroom afterwards. But the thing is, I'm prepared for that. I order Taco Bell, I psychologically know what I'm prepared for. I know what I'm getting into, I know what decisions I'm making. But if you throw me a food item that I am not expecting to get the runs from, and that happens, oh, that just makes it so much worse.
Yeah.
Now I want Taco Bell. Damn it, Rob.
Yeah, we actually tried out that, at least in the house, we tried that new, Crunchwrap with the gigantic fucking Cheez-It inside. It's not one of their better menu items.
Mm. They question like, okay, well, what's this for Cheez-It? It's like a fucking Cheez-It. They're like, here's this big ass cracker.
For what it's worth, I prefer my Cheez-Its in the size and shape of 3DS game cartridges. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Plus,
it's a fucking Cheez-It!
good times. Anyway, here we are, episode 354. So, how's everyone's week been going?
Well, it's been an eventful week for reasons that I can't really say yet. I want to get a couple things in order before I make that big declaration of what's been going on. It'll happen. It'll happen soon. Just, I'm going to keep you waiting until the time is right, because I'm very superstitious like that. If I say something happens, something might go wrong. So let's just pretend nothing happened, and I'll come back to you in a couple weeks with good news. But other than that, I don't have much to say. It's just been one of those meandering kind of weeks. I miss E3. Like, E3 wasn't great, but... It's a lot better than what we have now, that's for sure. It's just bland, boring, corporatized, just... Ugh.
Yeah, I wonder what it says that I almost completely forgot that there even was, like, some kind of summer games thing happening. Like, say what you will about E3 at its worst, but even then, it still felt like it mattered.
Yeah. At least still remember about it. I'm not even gaming anymore, but even until that, wow, this is kind of dry.
Yeah, the only things of note that happened in the gaming world last week is Dragon Ball Sparking Zero looks amazing. It's coming out in October. Yay. Woo. Oh, and Terry Bogard and Mai Shiranui are going to be in the new season for Street Fighter VI, which that's going to make a lot of people happy, I think. And anything else notable happen?
Oh, yeah, there was that one thing. They apparently announced a brand new installment of the Doom franchise, as they expect us to forget The Document, TM.
Oh, yeah, that. But, we'll wait for further confirmation on some of those details. But I will say, it looks good, looks fun, looks stupid, but that makes it fun.
Yeah, the Doom experience in a nutshell.
Yeah. They'll probably buy it on PlayStation because Xbox, you're on my shit list for the next little while for various reasons.
You know, we really are just out here rebooting everything we can, including E3 2006 or whatever.
The legacy of Kaz Hirai lives on. It's a thing. Only 2 years prior, he made a big announcement that the PS2 was going to get marked down to $149. They're supposed to go down in price, not up, stupid.
But where's the giant enemy crabs?
Nowhere to be found. Just like that acorn in Fable.
Ugh.
Keep Peter Molyneux far away from Fable, god damn it! The man is a certified crazy person.
Ugh. Anyway, Mark, what about you?
Let's see, not much. Let's be honest, not much.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, I mean, I already just told, I already gave away what I did in the opening, so yeah.
Yeah, just rewind to the beginning and talk about shitting out gummy bears or whatever, Chainsaw Man, Eldritch Horrors happen.
Anyway, as for me, also not really much of anything. I mean, I did kind of rewatch a bit of BoJack Horseman. God, I forgot just how much secondhand embarrassment you get from watching that show. Like, you see BoJack talking shit about the troops on TV and just... no, stupid, dig up! But, aside from that, I also watched a bit of Foods That Built America. The skullduggery surrounding sandwich cookies in American history is very, very fascinating. That's pretty much about it, so we're gonna go ahead and move on to the usual business. Kind of a relatively concise episode this week. Just a few songs, a news topic, bada bing, bada boom. So let's start off with the new song discussion for the past week. As always, there'll be a playlist down in the description below so you can follow along. You know, mark your calendars for albums, pick up some new tunes for your playlist, all that fun jazz. And speaking of jazz, let's start off with Kamasi Washington. As we all know, last month he dropped his very anticipated new album, Fearless Movement. And now he's got a one-off track that's mainly exclusive to Apple Music. It's part of what they call their Freedom Songs series to celebrate, you know, black jazz artists on account of, you know, Juneteenth and Black Music Month in general.
Mm-hmm.
The track is called Hope Man. And, I mean, it is pretty, you know, typical of what you expect a Kamasi style. Maybe, like, a bit different from kind of what was going on Fearless Movement. I'll probably elaborate on that later once the roundup comes out. But it's got kind of like a, you know, a steady laid-back tempo. Although that only applies to, like, the, you know, BPM and all. Because obviously, like, all the instrumentation is on top of the game with the grooving bass and drums, you know, throwing in lots of complex fills, the weird psychedelic keyboards in the background. The, you know, very intricate guitar leads, and of course, saxophone.
Yep. There's so much funk, so much soul, so much of everything in there. I said, okay, you're doing this shit for the culture, which hell yeah, I'm up for that shit. And yes, people, like you say, it's exclusively to Apple Music. In other words, if you ain't got that, then, well, you should have a look, unless somebody rips it off of YouTube, but that didn't happen yet. if they got a free trial of Apple Music. Did I say Amazon or Apple?
Yeah, that did not occur to me. Like, I was actually searching YouTube to see if someone had ripped it to there, and I guess not yet. Which is actually kind of surprising.
Yeah.
Get on top of it, you music nerds.
Yeah, man, maybe they're a little too busy dealing with another price increase for Spotify, which, guys, just go to any other service.
Yeah. Come on. Yeah, you know what? Apple Music, you know what? This is the Apple or Tidal or YouTube Music or YouTube Music with a premium, but anything but Spotify.
Hashtag anything but Spotify. Anyway, let's move on to the next track here. So, looks like it's another Jamie XX joint. Mark, you want to tell us what's going on here? Because I feel like he's been popping up quite a bit more, like, in the past few months or so on these parts.
Yeah, so it's been a while since his full debut, In Color, which came out 2015, which I thought was kind of a decent record. And now, I got a new album coming out called It and Call. Hold up, called It In Waves, which
In Waves. Yeah,
like, you know,
that's a Trivium reference, kids. Look it
up. That album cover is basically waves. Which, oh god, my eyes. Because So, got announced, and they got a single out, just titled, Treat Each Other Right. And, okay, and I gotta say, it's, okay, there's some weird shit going on here. I mean, the music is, everybody got the very, you know, slightly hyper, but not as hyper, but more, kind of about, like, it's very fast, like, you, very fast, and it does get kind of weird, and It's just playing fucking weird. Just like the music video is playing fucking weird.
It certainly is.
Yeah, like, I'll be there, repeating that shit. And you got mostly people, I don't know, like, only to me in the club, some girl in the toilet, oh, fuck, cooking something in the toilet, that sounds like a fucking TikTok video. And...
Oh, and, don't make me think about that.
Yeah.
Ugh.
And, yeah, I had to say, like, there's a lot of shit going on, like, people, like, there's a pool with, like, old people in the club, and a bunch of, which happened visually, that's why I was saying, it's basically, like, a lot of, like, abstract weird shit happening. But as for the song itself, I don't know, listen to Jamie XX, like, his stuff is, I'll be there, kind of got annoying for a little bit, like, okay, and I will say, it might grow on me, I don't know, like, I probably listened to that first album whenever I get a chance, but what I got from the album, what I got from the single, it's fine. I'm gonna go with that.
Yeah, that was pretty much my thoughts too. Like, it's perfectly serviceable as far as like a club dance thing. That's about it.
And also, I thought for a minute they cast the Gordon Ramsay was in the video, like. Huh? They're like, no, that's a lookalike, maybe.
Yeah, I think the real one's busy hanging out with Guy Fieri these days. For reasons. But let's move on from that to this next track here. So, this one is here, at least in part, because of a guest feature by Serge Tankian. He's showing up on a song by a new band called The Cost. Which, you know, for a new upstart band is a pretty decent get, but they do have a bit of a pedigree to them, which probably explains how they had the clout for that hookup. So, the main thing you need to know about The Cost is that their drummer is a man by the name of El Estepario Siberiano. a name that if you spend a lot of time on the music sides of YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, etc., you definitely know this man, you know his unhinged drum skills, and you know his fucking sick-ass beard.
Yeah, he's what you call a groovy motherfucker.
Seriously, I wish I had that fucking beard. God damn, that is an all caps beard.
Yep. Complete with septum piercing, because why not?
So, yeah, obviously this is his band, and now we have this single here called Her Eyes. And as you can probably imagine with like a group setup like this, where, you know, the drummer is the most famous member, the tempo is definitely what takes front and center stage, as it very aggressively drives that groove with a lot of, like, in particular, the kicks are very, like, punchy and emphasized in the mix. You have a lot of the hi-hat patterns and, well, the sticky patterns in general are very, like, kind of offbeat, but you definitely hear it in, like, how the hi-hat is very, like, off-center from the beat and all. Of course, you get plenty of the usual dense drum fills you expect from Mr. Sabatiano. The guitar is kind of chugging with that same kind of aggressive momentum. You definitely kind of have a back and forth between that and, you know, your standard sort of radio metal melodies and all that. Of course, Serge's vocals play off those melodies while having the usual kind of a manic delivery commenting on things and such. It's not a bad song. Like I said, this is the first I'm hearing of this group. I think it's their first song overall. So,
second song.
Second. Okay, so this is all fairly new territory. I might have to go check out whatever that first one was, just for, like, I guess more context. But, I mean, it's all right for what it is.
Yeah, now, with every passing day and week and month and year and decade, we all yearn for more System of a Down, but all we get are small teases. That being said, this is a great tease for that System of a Down sound that does leave me wanting more because, you know, System of a Down only released 5 albums, and you can listen to all of them in like 3 hours. That's all I'm saying. More, please.
Maybe someday.
Maybe someday. Just you can only listen to Toxicity several times over before you start wanting more, which I may have done recently because, Toxicity is like an all-time amazing album. And, get your shit together, guys! Come on! We're begging you! The world needs a new System of a Down album so fucking badly!
And hey, if you're looking to get rid of John Dolmayan, we do have a new drummer lined up at the ranks from what it sounds like.
Yeah. Replace him. Don't replace Serge. He can still scream and do growls, albeit without a lot of the grit of his voice because it sort of went away after he lost the album, but still!
You know, these things happen. We'll take what we can get.
Yeah.
But moving on from talking about artists that we wish would release new material to why the hell are you even still releasing new material? Literally, why in the fuck are we getting a new Offspring album this year? Did you not all listen to when I brought them up on the roundup fucking however many years ago? I took that bullet for the team. I don't want to have to do it again. But, yeah, so, Dexter Holland and company are dropping their newest album, Supercharged, on October 11th. I guess it's at least not a 9-year wait, so it's not like 9 years of waiting and that's all we get. But we have this new single here called Make It All Right, and, okay, you know how, like, the new Sum 41 album was able to be, like, a fitting and fun to listen to, like, final goodbye to the career of a once essential stalwart of pop punk. Meanwhile, we get this, which just sounds like reheated Beach Boys leftovers.
Oh.
Like, I mean that, like really, listen to the song. You listen to, like, the melodic cadences of the vocals, and in particular, the chord progressions. It sounds like it was taken, like, from some bad Beach Boys B-sides that, like, did not make it onto the hundreds of hours of Beach Boys stuff uploaded to streaming services, because it's the type of thing no one cared about. Like, what else am I supposed to say about this? It's Offspring in the year of our Lord 2024. Dexter, you have a PhD and a hot sauce company. Stick to that.
this song is... probably the 20th best Blink-182 song I've heard recently out of the 19 total tracks from the latest album. So take that however you want. This isn't great. It's very not great. It's very bleh. It's very cold pizza. It just exists. That's all I can say about it. It just exists.
Yeah.
Damn.
So, anyway, let's move on to something that's at least interesting, you know, conceptually. I mean, I think it's pretty interesting. So, yeah, this new track here, we're going to need to go into a bit of backstory here. So, allow me to spin a yarn for a brief moment. So, I remember back in the day, this would have been around, like, I think, end of high school, start of college, hearing a lot about an electronic producer named Rusty, based out of a good old Glasgow, Scotland. He got his big break in 2010. He released a couple projects prior to that, but that was the year he got signed to Warp Records. And his debut album, Glass Swords, came out in 2011, which I thought was pretty cool. Honestly, I couldn't entirely tell you why this album got on my radar. I think I might have seen Derek Alexander Stop Skeletons from Fighting tweet about it, because I know he's into a lot of electronic stuff, but whatever the case may be, I liked it. And then his second album, Green Language, came out in 2014, and it was kind of the textbook definition of a sophomore slump. Not anywhere near as good as the first. The only song I liked from that album was a track called Attack, which did have a guest appearance on it. Not just any guest appearance, that song served as my introduction to a man by the name of Danny Brown.
That's what makes sense now, since you mentioned Warp, since he eventually signed the Warp.
And I think this would have also been the year before Danny Brown and Clams Casino had that Adult Swim single, but that's a different tangent. But getting back to Rusty, his third album came out in 2015, Even If You Don't Believe, spelled as all one word. And that was definitely a really great return to form, and since I brought up Adult Swim earlier, if the name sounds familiar, I know for a fact that the closing track of that album, 444 Shore, got a decent bit of rotation in Adult Swim bumps here and there over the years. So, you know, if you play that song and then you thought about it for a second, you'd be like, oh yeah, that one. But otherwise, once that album came out, nothing else from Rusty for 9 years. Apparently, he's been going through some addiction and mental health problems that led to him, like, canceling a bunch of shows that he was supposed to do in the immediate aftermath of that album. But I don't really know how long that's been going on. But either way, now Rusty is back, surprisingly. So we have a new track from the producer called Black Ice Mudra. Do not ask me what a mudra is, I couldn't tell you. Or is it mudra?
I don't know why I find it still murder, but go ahead.
So it's a pretty straightforward song. Like, it builds for its first 30 seconds into the kind of bulk of it, which just kind of repeats this skittering kind of a high energy dance melody. A lot of really saturated bassy synths, but there's not really any percussion to it. It mostly just kind of loops on like those melodies and that bass for what's about like a 3-ish minute song, give or take a bit. And it's kind of hard to say what this means in the future, like if there's any album coming down the pike or what, or, you know, what the bigger picture may be. But for what it is, it's definitely like a decent return. Like, I like the track as is, but like, I definitely feel like there could have been a bit more there. But either way, I'm still waiting to see what exactly Rusty may have in the pipe. But now we move on to the last track here, and this one also has a bit of a story. So, Denzel Curry, we all know him, we all love him. Man's been, you know, going at it, you know, since pretty much the early 2010s, like every rapper in the game, dropping mixtapes fucking all over the place, one of them being a project called King of the Mischievous South Volume 1 in 2012. Coming out during, like, his tenure as a part of the, Raider Clan Collective alongside Space Ghost Perp. But his career's gone a lot of really cool places since then, both on and off record. And we know that he's been grinding away at a potential new project since, you know, who knows how long. That was supposed to be a sequel to 2020's Blood In, Blood Out mix. That whole Blood Moon thing.
Yeah.
And so I bring that tape up because that mix in particular had apparently started off from, like, an ongoing attempt to make a sequel to that Mischievous South tape. And it looks like that Blood In, Blood Moon, you know, Reloaded project thing has in fact been reworked into King of the Mischievous South Volume 2, due out July 19th.
Oh, so next month.
Yeah. So, yeah, there was a lot of, you know, of that kind of build-up and all that stuff. Apparently this album, you know, obviously there was a lot of interesting stuff going on with Melt My Eyes, See Your Future, but this seems like he's gonna go more full-on banger territory, along with a gigantic list of guest features.
Yep.
So, just looking at the track list alone, we get the likes of Maxo Cream, Kingpin Skinny Pimp, 2 Chainz, and Mike Dimes. Does that mean there's a Mike Quarters? Kenny Mason, Ty Dolla Sign, and Juicy J, Ski Mask the Slump God. Oh, hey, Armani White. He's that guy who did that Billie Eilish song. By which I mean he did a song called Billie Eilish that I only know because it spread around on TikTok quite a bit.
And I think he did it with Denzel before. I just forgot what the track, but yeah.
Might have to double check that, but yeah, so we have a new single here from Korea from this project. It's called Hot One. Has he been interviewed on Hot Ones? I don't think he has.
I don't
think so.
No? He's been on a phone complex that involves food, but not this one.
Yeah. There's an idea. Maybe we might get a Denzel Curry interview this season. Yeah, the track, it's Denzel. It also features guest appearances by Tia Kareen and Ferg. No ASAP.
Yeah. All I can say is, this beat goes fucking hard. Like, you can definitely tell that this is definitely something that's gonna be a banger. Which, it's gonna be a banger when he says, All right. And of course, you got some bars from Denzel, but it was like money on my lip. Look at the shit from Lord Ball, like Mike when I see him on the Pulse 8 ball. Like Yachty, got to keep one of my holster strike. And I gotta say with Tia Kareen, that wasn't was kind of decent. That wasn't kind of decent. Like, I know I heard her name before, but I said, I always like Ferg's energy on a track, and he got the energy on it, and he got it, which, yeah. Although I don't get, why the fuck y'all keep calling him ASAP? Okay, it's confusing, you know what, never mind, the shit goes hard is what I'm saying.
It most definitely does. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to this. Apparently, by the way, just one last side note. Apparently, of the myriad of personas and alter egos that he's embodied, this one, he's revisiting a persona called Big Ultra. Literally says in the lyrics right there, call me Denzel, a.k.a. Big Ultra. So, yeah, pretty hard as hell track. Really looking forward to the project. So that pretty much does it for the new song discussion. We do have only the one news topic to touch on, and I gotta be honest. I saw the clip. I'm looking at the article right now. I still feel like I'm hallucinating this, because apparently there is a Lego biopic about Pharrell Williams that is coming out in theaters later this year.
Yeah, I'm like, okay. Okay, apparently, okay. Look, the movie is called Piece by Piece, which basically he told his own life story through Legos. I guess it's a Lego movie, and everybody loves the Lego movie.
The weird thing about this for me is that I'm looking at the body of the article. It says it's from director Morgan Neville, who's done documentaries like 20 Feet from Stardom and Won't You Be My Neighbor, which, if I remember correctly, was the Mr. Rogers biopic.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to see. It doesn't seem like it says much else about, who's doing the actual hands-on animation. Is this, the same studio and animators as the actual, like the Lego movie, the Lego Batman movie, that one Lego Ninjago movie that actually made it to theaters?
Okay, I have some information here. Apparently, this has been in development for a while, since apparently 2019. And this is being produced in partnership with the Lego company. But they don't have a deal with Warner anymore, so it went to Universal instead.
Yeah.
And that's all I have here.
Yeah, so, I mean, I don't know. I'm not sure how to feel about this, because on the one hand, I do like the Lego animation stuff that we've been getting recently. For me, just in terms of, sheer joy of animation, that it's fun to watch, and some of the animation stuff here did look pretty fun. But on the other hand, just Pharrell. According to the body of the Stereogum piece and various other statements, I think this is supposed to be, I guess he has synesthesia, and the Lego stuff is kind of supposed to be, I don't know, playing into that a bit. But then you also realize, the Lego, this movie also will have Lego versions of various famous artists like Snoop Dogg, Justin Timberlake, Busta Rhymes, Kendrick. I guess he must have gotten so much goodwill off the annihilation of Drake's career that he can afford something corny like this.
Well, I mean, he is going to do that concert on Amazon Prime coming up in the month.
Oh, right. Yeah, that.
Yeah. And also, apparently, for Stereogum, it's one of several new Pharrell-produced films in the works. Because apparently he has there's also a Michelle Gondry musical about his childhood in Virginia Beach, which, I know Pharrell's, close to 50. He don't look it, baby. But he is getting kind of old. All right, I mean, with Pharrell, of course, there have been, a lot of good things to be like about Pharrell. Some we don't like about Pharrell. I mean, one of them was shown in a trailer, which I'm not gonna say, because I already know what you, because I know what you, well, you saw the trailer, you already know what was on the play there.
I mean, if they go the family-friendly route, I think this can work. I think it's a little harder. I'm not sure why you're getting Lego, but either way, the universe demands Lego Nardwar. Don't ask why, just roll with it.
That would actually get me to watch this movie.
Yeah. I'll get a note. This is also, like you say, Universal is also, at least from the subdivision of Focus Features, which is more there, art house, I don't know, it's, I want to say art house division, or indie division, or whatever, but it might, I don't know, it could be something that might go deeper, I don't know.
Yeah, nothing more indie than Pharrell Williams. Look, all I'm saying is, do not give us Lego Robin Thicke.
Please don't. We will repeat it. We like Woo. We support Woo. Just keep it at that. Nothing more, okay? Nothing more.
Okay, and if you do get more Lego movie ideas, do it with Kendrick Lamar in the whole Drake beef. new version of that. As a matter of fact, do one with the Drake Pusha T beef. Do some Lego shit with that. Like, do like some Lego Mecha bullshit with that.
Excellent. But I don't really have much else to say about all this. So yeah, there's the news for you. We only really have one more thing to touch on here, and that is the new album releases for the week of June 14th, 2024. So, starting at the top, we have a new project from Ulcerate with Cutting the Throat of God. How very edgy. The new project from Normani with Dopamine. From Don Tolliver, we have their new album Hardstone Psycho. If you're into Lindsay Sterling, there's a new album from her called Duality. If for some reason in the year of our Lord 2024 you care about the Decemberists, there's their new album, As It Ever Was, So It Will Be Again. And last, there's the newest album from Luke Combs with Fathers and Sons. Now it is time to clean house and get the hell out of here. So, Alex, where can they find you on the internet?
This show, my other show, the Discord, other Discords, the socials, where I share cool stuff every now and then. It's a slow rebuilding process, and that's all I got.
Fair enough. Mark, what about you?
Of course, this show, the Discords, other Discords, socials, Fantana Media, my site, my hyperone@devilquest.com, and of course, what's got coming up. Well, judging by some anime shows endings, one ending today, guess, I don't know, time of the season might be, recap might be early. Hell, I think next season might be early too, considering that Isekai Suicide Squad was released this month.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
Apparently 3 episodes.
Wow. You must be pretty confident in that.
Yeah.
And as for me, you can find me on Twitter, Blue Sky, etc., at Rob Barracuda. You can email me, robert@squareresolution.com, for questions, comments, concerns, and inquiries. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts. New audio-only episodes go up every Wednesday. Be sure to follow us on Twitter, @SurrealReso. Like us on Facebook. Visit the website, surrealresolution.com, for written articles, this podcast, podcast O&A, all that good stuff. Be sure to jump into our Discord chat as well, as that will be the most reliable place to be immediately notified whenever anything new posts to the website. So, thank you all for listening this week. We'll, of course, be back pretty soon with the album roundup for May 2024, as well as more consistent weekly shenanigans. So, until next time, it's okay. My therapist told me that Elf Senshi isn't real, and I did this joke last week. And Elf Senshi is hot. Why would I be scared? Respectfully, as we say in our house.